Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
One, two, kicking out yet another episode of the Kicking Out Podcast. It's Sunday night. It's July 5th, 2026. Hope everybody who celebrated the 4th of July has had a fantastic, safe 4th of July weekend. Shep, you got all your digits?
Hold on a second. Say that one more time.
I don't even know what I said. Everybody that celebrates 4th of July?
What do you mean everybody? I mean, like, there's somebody out there that wouldn't celebrate 4th of July?
Majin.
That's a good point. Never mind.
I should say all Americans, all U.S. listeners and viewers, because I know we got international.
It was Canadian Day last Wednesday. Was Canadian Day, and USA won the World Cup.
Yep.
Was 4th of July on Saturday. Canada got their shit rocked. They gone 3-0.
I didn't know they played soccer. So,
jeez, come on, sports guy. Don't you have a sports podcast?
Yeah, but we don't cover soccer.
You say that, you can't even say that with a straight face. We don't cover soccer.
it does make me laugh that the U.S. cares about soccer every 4 years. And, you know, it looks like every time the World Cup comes around, oh, soccer's going to start taking over the United States, and it never does.
Hey, I'm a soccer fan during the World Cup. I'm rooting for USA.
Oh, sure.
You know, it's actually the same way, you know, when we had this last hockey deal, the World of Nations hockey deal, then we had the hockey Olympics. Like, I don't know shit about hockey, but, man, I am on my edge of my seat, and I'm rooting for USA hockey. Hockey a little faster paced than soccer.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, but I mean, I don't know shit. I can't tell if it's offsides or not in soccer. I think some of the shit's bullshit calls, but I'm watching it. It gives me something to watch on a Tuesday, a Thursday.
You know, some of those soccer players, they can be good pro wrestlers. They can sell, man.
That came up in our group message, our friend group message. They were calling them actors, and I said, "I'd take a couple of those in AEW."
No kidding, some of them can sell pretty good.
They're selling hardcore.
Some are terrible, but some pretty good. Some pretty good. So, but we haven't done an episode since our Forbidden Door predictions. Shep, I still got something nice and shiny over my shoulder here.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken,
I had another perfect card. That's two in a row.
Sorry that I tried to take a chance to win, and it cost me.
The MJF one, I understand. Zack Sabre Jr. for you and the Zartman boys, I never understood that one. Sorry.
I don't know. I want Zach around this summer. He's too good to take an L.
Yeah, but if there's no shame to losing to Kenny Omega.
Well, I mean, do you really think this is the last ride for Kenny?
Well,
I mean, that's what they're
can
selling.
I save my answer for later in the pod?
Sure. I don't care. But I just feel like everybody says, like, oh, this is the summer of Omega. You know, this is one last ride. I mean, I know the guy's in his early 40s, but a lot of guys went into their 50s, man.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them, though, hadn't had the health problems Kenny has had. But hey, I get what you're saying.
It's gone. They removed his intestines. It's fine.
Yep. I just chuckled. I took pride in beating the Zartman boys. I mean, Paul calls in Logan, and you know they were so confident. And I'll give them credit. They got 8 out of 9 matches right. They only missed 1 point, but that was Zack Sabre Jr. over Kenny Omega. So that's why hashtag instill right here. We'll see if you guys can do better at Redemption.
But until you change the stupid championship rule, you gotta take a chance like that.
I know. I need to come up with a tiebreaker for Redemption.
Because I think I've had 2 perfect cards and lost both of those perfect cards to the championship rule.
I know I had at least had one against you when you were champ, but hey, that was a while back.
Well, you've had one against me, but I've had 2 against you.
Yeah, you have. I just said a lot of them also haven't wrestled the hard, full Japan style all the time either. And he says, spoiler alert, they won't do better at Redemption. I agree with you, Majin.
Who won't do better at Redemption?
You and Paul, if Paul partakes in our Redemption predictions. That was
hey, I'm going to say this with 100% full-hearted respect. Fuck off, Majin.
I mean, you know... It wouldn't be a podcast without you saying that. I mean, Paul's not here, so I mean, while we talk, should we have a song playing in the background about Paul? I mean, I feel like it's fitting.
I mean, you love your AI country music.
I didn't create anything new. I was just saying, you know, we got the Workhorse Paul song and the Workhorse Where You At song. I don't know which one you like better.
The second one.
Workhorse Where You At. Right, yeah, I'll play that in the background for a little bit.
I mean. Where is he?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I mean. Oh, boy. Here we go.
It's nothing new, but, you know, why he's not here, I think it's only fitting that we play this. So. But since we haven't talked about Forbidden Door, what was your opinion of Forbidden Door this year? But the chair
stays empty. I thought the pay-per-view was overall a success, and I hope they keep bringing it back. I know there's talk they won't bring it back, but, I mean, in and out, every match killed it. Absolutely killed it. The Cage of Death was a little different for me.
Yeah, it was very different.
Well, thinking we're going to get a cage match, and then we got this Cage of Death. but I thought they were very entertaining during it. And then we just got some absolute unbelievable wrestling. Kenny Omega, Zack Sabre Jr. I could watch that match over and over and over. I mean,
25-minute classic.
Yes. So, great overall pay-per-view. And I called it before with Team Briscoe going over MJF. I said, boys, we're going to get a freaking blow-off match on Dynamite, which we did. It just happened to be maybe one of the best blow-off matches of all time.
Yeah, I'll give it to Briscoe. You know how I feel about Mark Briscoe. Everybody in KOP Nation knows how I feel about Mark Briscoe. But it was a good effort by him. Put up a good fight. It sounds like he's got a legitimate injury going on, so he's going to be out a while. So it's kind of a way to write him off.
Yeah, but I mean, don't lie. I know we know we're not going to have a title change, but there was a couple times in that match you're like, holy shit, Briscoe about, you know.
There was a couple false finishes that I'm like, they're not going to do it, but my God, like, there's that little percentage in the back of my head, like, are they going to shock the world somehow?
But. Well, hey, Tony's crazy enough to change the belt on Dynamite. Especially right after a pay-per-view.
It's Darby.
Yeah, he's a loose cannon. Yep. So, to lead the... And I thought it was at first, an odd placement to lead this match off with Dynamite, to lead Dynamite off with this match. But holy cow, did them boys tear down the house. And... If this match didn't prove to you, Tanner, Mark Briscoe is a main event character.
No, he's not main event, but
look what we just saw.
Put up a good fight. I can't take him serious. Like, I can't take him serious. Like, to me, he's still not a guy that can main event a pay-per-view or win the world title. He's just not.
He put on a 5-star match Wednesday.
He's just not.
Why? Because he's missing teeth?
No, that's got nothing to do with anything.
Because he's got tattoos? Because he tucks his cargo pants into his boots? I mean...
No, I think his ceiling is a mid-card title.
You tell me what mid-carder right now can put on a better performance with MJF in that ring from AEW.
What, mid-carder?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, who's not a mid-carder? So who's your main event players? Like, who's?
I mean, right now, is
Kyle
now.
Fletcher a mid-carder?
No, he's above.
Okay.
He's above. Darby's above, obviously. Yeah. Briscoe's above. Moxley's above.
See, I agree with Majin here. He can be ROH champ, but no, he's not AEW world champ.
I didn't say put the world title on him. I said he's a main eventer.
But when I think main event, I'm thinking of guys who are in the title picture and can win it. That's my own personal opinion.
I don't know.
Yeah, is Kevin Knight a mid-carder?
Yeah, he is until he can learn how to fucking talk.
Well, give me him over Mark Briscoe.
No.
He has beat MJF also.
Mark Briscoe is a way more well-rounded package than Kevin Knight right now.
I think Kevin Knight's more believable to be the world champ than Mark Briscoe.
You got to cut a promo to be the world champ.
Right now he doesn't need to. He's got Callis on the side.
Who cares? You still need to talk. Even Brock Lesnar talks every once in a while.
Well, you know, Brock's not very good or not very good promo, but when he talks, everybody listens because it's so rare.
Yeah. Kevin Knight gets the mic. I'm turning the channel.
We'll revisit this about a year from now. See where you stand on that.
I can't wait till your end of the year predictions. I mean, you're gonna have Kevin Knight winning every fucking belt we have.
he might be my end of 27 world title prediction. He might be.
Yeah, Kevin Knight's gonna hold the trios titles, all three of them by himself, according to Tanner.
Stephen Chambers, good to see you, my friend. He said Fletcher, Knight, Speedball, and Andrade.
Fletcher, yes. Knight, no, because he can't talk. Speedball. Okay on the mic, great in the ring. Andrade, we know he can do in the ring. He's working on his fuck off. Ricochet, no. Get him out of there. Andrade over Ricochet all day long. Andrade's working on it. Yeah, how you know? He's working on his English. He's trying.
Iman said, I'm gonna WWE fi it for you. Main eventers, you need your A-plus players. Love Briscoe, but he's not A-plus player. Mach and I are on the same page tonight. I mean, I don't love Mark Briscoe. I think he's solid, but he's not an A-plus player. In my opinion. Chip's opinion, maybe.
Sorry, he's very entertaining on the mic, and the guy can go in the ring with anybody. Come on.
I don't know about Roderick Strong, Steven. I have to push back on that one.
Adam! That's all he can do on the mic.
But I thought Dynamite was really, really solid. We'll get into that a little bit. But going back to Forbidden Door again, because we hadn't had a chance to talk about it, you hit on a couple really strong matches. But how about the two Owen matches, man?
Very good.
I mean, Mercedes and Maya World went the second longest a women's match has ever went in the history of AEW. The only one longer was Tony and Mercedes last year at All In, and it was only longer by like 10 seconds. And like, I figured Mercedes was going to win. I think we all did. That's why we predicted her to win. But Maya World showed me a lot.
It was a really, really good showing by her. Mercedes needed that match.
Mm-hmm.
Needed it a lot. To prove some doubters wrong as well. Your Ospreay swerve match.
Oh.
And I'm not going to say this. I'm going to say this. And this is a lot. That might be my favorite professional wrestling match of all time.
I'm still here. I just wanted to focus in on you when you said whatever you're going to say there.
Did you think I was going to say that?
I thought you were just going to call it match of the year.
Oh, okay. Agree. But I look at of all the stuff I've watched over the years, and I'm a lot older than you, and I've seen a lot of good wrestling matches, and I've seen a lot of good storylines. Let's put it that way. Yes, we had a storyline here. These guys have hated each other for a while, but you tell me for 28 minutes where you can sit on the edge of your seat and see what we saw against Swerve and Ospreay and tell me something better. And I go back to maybe some of the Ospreay Omega matches in New Japan.
Which they've only had two. One New Japan, one AEW.
But they were both amazing.
Fantastic. I always go back to Ospreay Danielson at Dynasty 2 years ago. That, for me, takes the cake. But this one was really, really good.
I'm telling you right now, like, I want to see it again. I know we won't for a while. But, yeah, definitely match of the year for sure.
I think – I know how I feel about this, but I'm going to pose this question to you and everybody out there, KOP Nation watching along or listening a day from now. Are Ospreay and Swerve wrestling soulmates?
Wrestling soulmates?
Yeah. You've heard that term, right?
Yeah, so like when you say wrestling soulmates, like you look at the Rock and Triple H are wrestling soulmates.
You can make an argument. I know John Cena, when they've asked him, he says CM Punk is his wrestling soulmate. Pretty much somebody he's always had a good match with. Like they could not touch for years, and then when they hook up in the ring, it's magic every time.
So
like, that's how I feel about these two.
So like a Ric Flair, Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but here's the good part about that. If you want to call them wrestling soulmates, they're both in their 30s. I think we get another 10 years of them.
I didn't say that much. John Cena was asked who's his wrestling soulmate in an interview last year. I think it was on with CVV, and he said CM Punk. So
there you go.
Yeah. I just like, you know, we've seen Ospreay and Swerve head-to-head twice in AEW, and they were both fantastic matches. I just feel like their paths are going to cross a lot for years to come, even though we might not see another match out of them for a little while. And whenever they do, they're going to deliver magic in the ring. That's my opinion. So, but no, overall, I thought Forbidden Door was very strong. In ring, it was an unbelievable pay-per-view in ring wise. So, no, I had no complaints. No complaints at all. No, AEW over delivers again.
And I think we need another Forbidden Door next year. I do not want to see this pay-per-view scrapped.
I think Tony loves it too much.
Yeah, he's too much of a fan. He's too much of us.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what he needs to do to get more involvement from the other promotions, but.
I thought it was pretty good.
I like a mix of involvement in other promotions, but also playing out AEW stories. Because in the early days, we didn't get that at all. It was kind of like whatever happens at Forbidden Door is a one-off because it's a bunch of dream matches, you know?
I would like New Japan to put their world title on the line.
Yeah, that should have been. But yeah. Good news, Steven. Tony Khan is making the start time earlier for Redemption. It's 1 hour earlier.
7 o'clock, baby.
7 o'clock Eastern time. The main card starts 6 o'clock, 0 hour, which he could even start 2 hours early and I'd be cool with it. But at least an hour early is a good start. Cause I'm with you that especially for Sunday night when, I mean, the pay-per-view got over at 12:45 Eastern time. Now that's pretty late.
It was late. I'd actually had dozed off and woke back up.
I couldn't believe you stayed up to watch it.
Well, you know, it was a long day.
Yeah.
I think I played. Did I play golf that day? I think I played golf that day. So I can't
help if you did or not.
That means if I played golf that day, the first toddy was like at 8:30 in the morning. So
Mind said maybe start the cross promotion earlier though too. Yeah, I agree. Hey Steffi, good to see you.
Hi Steffi. Good to see you. Hey Steffi, I did not watch NASCAR today. Who won? Please fill me in. I thought
the race was going on right now.
Is it right now? Hell, I don't know. I got a DraftKings lineup, but I haven't got any.
I thought it was a late start today.
It's in Chicago.
Yeah, they had some weather though, didn't they? Today?
They had weather yesterday, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not cashing.
Pretty sure it's going on right now.
Yeah, I'm dead last.
Stephen Chambers says he's looking forward to the G1 July 11th. Yeah, coming up this upcoming weekend.
Holy shit, I suck.
Well, we could have all told you that. But
yeah.
Shifting gears a little bit to Dynamite. I know I texted you and Paul this in our group. I thought that was one of the best openings of Dynamite we've ever got. Just the one-shot camera the whole time. You see Renee trying to get an interview with Will Ospreay with his wife, Alex Windsor, there. And then Moxley enters the frame. They have the exchange. You know, Moxley's giving him some words of wisdom that only John can. Gives him the Death Riders patch, which Ospreay's looking at all intrigued. Then you got Omega there. And they're having a back and forth. Then you have MJF coming. It was just all so good. It set the pace for the night.
Great opening. Love the story between. I love the story, the pull between the Death Riders and Omega. And I'll be honest, I'm leaning towards Ospreay. I want him in the Death Riders, I think, right now.
He wore the patch during their tag match. He wore the patch on his pants. So
and here's why. I think it gives the Death Riders a fresh start, which I think the Death Riders are a little stale right now.
I think the crowd likes them with Ospreay's involvement.
Well, that and you have a little bit of a face Mox.
Yeah.
Mox is kind of a tweener all of a sudden.
The whole group's kind of a tweener, except Ospreay.
I still hate Will or Yuta.
That's fair.
And I still hate Daniel Garcia when he dances like a douchebag.
That's fair too.
But Claudio, I think, is just a hell of a wrestler. So, yeah. But I think it gives them a refresh, a little jolt of life.
Yeah, I'm still anxious to see where the story ultimately ends, but it's been good so far, in my opinion.
Thanks. I guess I'm good at understatements.
Eric Douglas 35 on YouTube, is Moxley the first feud once we get the title? That's what I'm wondering. Once Will gets the title, is Moxley like, hey, you know, for All Out, I'm up next because I helped you get here type of thing? I could see it.
Yeah, but Mox would have to drop his title.
Not necessarily. In a perfect world, yes, because we don't like double champions, right? But
well, no, just the way they have been promoting Mox's title, like he's the complete opposite of Paul Zartman. He is the workhorse of AEW. the guy puts it on the line every week and gives us a 12 to 18 minute match every week that we thoroughly enjoy. And Paul is wrong again. So I would think, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I also think too, if Ospreay gets that, I also think Mox goes to him and says, look, you're the champ now, but we still have your back.
Yeah. It was cool how they showed up in that spot of encouragement against Swerve, but didn't get involved, but they kind of, they all joined at ringside to like pump him up a little bit when he was looking down in the match. That was a nice touch.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I saw somebody get that fired up was old Paperclip Mike during one of our mixers last Saturday. 9 o'clock in the morning, Paperclip Mike had me getting ready to run through a fucking brick wall.
He's good. He's good at doing that.
Yeah. Shout out Paperclip Mike, part of the Main Event Wrestling Network over here.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Yes, as Shep's pointing up at the beautiful logo up there, we are part of the Main Event Wrestling Network. If you didn't know that already, the Main Event Wrestling Network, a great group of guys making great wrestling content covering AEW, WWE, TNA, AAA, New Japan, Independence, and in the Discord, which you can join, the public Discord. Just slide into the Main Event's DMs at mainevent_net on any social media. We talk all those promotions plus sports, video games, much, much more. So it's a great time. Come hang out.
Yep, and they're getting ready to go live at 9 o'clock with the Dusty Finish, I believe, right? They go live at 9
o'clock. Or yeah. Is either that or they're live at 8:30 already. I don't know.
I think they're 9 o'clock.
All right.
I've been bad
at checking the Discord this weekend.
So. We have the 8:30 time slot because we are KO fucking P.
That is right. Get your KOFMP t-shirts at kickingoutshop.com.
You like it? I led into that pretty well.
That was beautiful.
There we go.
We do have a few comments here. I was going to get into this in a little bit, but I'll throw it up there for you now. Sheamus leaving WWE, deciding not to accept their contract extension offer. And since he's not released, not sure exactly when his contract runs up, but once it runs up, he is free. There's no 90-day non-compete. Thoughts on Sheamus not ending his career in WWE and what's next for the Celtic Warrior?
Give me one more best of seven with Claudio and Sheamus.
You don't want them to reignite as the bar? You don't want him coming in as a death rider?
No. They beat the living shit out of each other for those seven matches back in the day. It was one of the – I mean, at the time – I don't even know if I was maybe even a guest on KOP back when those guys had their best of seven.
I don't think you were yet.
But I was I mean, it was one of those things where I'd watch Raw or SmackDown because I enjoyed it. I thought there was great wrestling content between those two guys and was thoroughly entertained. I even liked some of their backstage didn't they do some vignettes where they were in the bar drinking Guinness and stuff? Give me that. Give me that all day long.
He's done a really good job with his YouTube channel of showing his personality off. Sheamus has. You know, we always saw him really serious for the most part in WWE. Maybe not always when he was a face. But I think he'll be successful wherever he goes. I mean, if he does become All Elite, he'd fit in perfectly in the Continental Classic come December. I mean, can you imagine him against Brody King?
Oh. Oh. Sheamus is, I mean, I know it's probably too late now because it's getting ready to start, but I could see Sheamus going over and doing the one-time
G1. I know, G1 would be great. I mean, I think he'll be good wherever he goes. I mean, I could see him having a little fun run in GCW.
Yeah. I don't know. GCW might be a little hokey for him. Am I using the right word there? Although, hey, GCW is trying to work out a deal. They're trying to get on the AEW platform.
Yep.
For overseas viewers. I know AEW and GCW are on the Triller TV, which used to be Fight TV. Sounds like there's some money issues there.
Oh, big time issues. Yeah.
So maybe Brett Lauderdale's looking to move his promotion, which I would say in the United States of America, I would say GCW maybe is got to be the top independent promotion.
Probably in America.
And I would say MLW, but MLW has a TV deal.
Right.
So I almost don't consider them independent.
Which I could see him mixing up with Killer Cross.
Yeah.
But yes, I do have to do this real quick. Going back to my statement earlier about Sheamus and Brody King mixing up. Paul would definitely love that match because he loves watching.
Big meaty men. Big meaty men slapping each other.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to get us like on the pedophile list or something. No, Paul.
Eric Douglas, 35. Random question, but if Jamie Hayter leaves for WWE, I have not heard any of those rumors, so this is interesting. Mm-hmm. Could you see a main roster world championship?
For Jamie Hayter?
I think that's what he's asking.
I
don't see her leaving anytime soon. I don't know what her contract status is, but I think her and Alex Windsor are going to be the next women's tag champs. I think they're going to take it off the Divine Dominion, but...
Is Liv Morgan's the title holder, right?
The world title holder, and Rhea Ripley's the WWE champ, but it could be vacant soon because she's been out on the shelf for a little while, and they need to make up their mind what they want to do with that. SummerSlam's coming up.
Yeah.
Liv Morgan has not defended it on TV once since WrestleMania. It's unbelievable.
This sounds bad, but I don't see Jamie Hayter fitting in that group at all.
Right. Oh, okay. He's just spitballing. Okay, Eric. Thanks for the clarification. Oh.
All right. Well,
because I heard the rumors of Anna Jay, and I think NXT is really interested in Anna Jay if she decides to do that, because she'd fit in there perfect with the look she's got.
Did you see the promo cut this weekend by Sky Blue and the independent shows?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where? Come on!
Where the hell's that at?
Where? Yeah, I've been saying for months she's reading off a cue card. Yeah. All of a sudden she goes to some independent show with fucking 80 fans there.
Yeah.
And cuts the promo of her life.
Yeah,
with blood trickling down her nose. Give me that Sky Blue every week.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Shep, I'm glad you brought that up. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah. And Jack Perry's contract's almost up too. Apparently, yeah. That'll be one to watch. He's not going to WWE. There's no way, but.
Now, hold on. I could see him going to NXT in a heartbeat.
You got to remember who's over in WWE. Who did he have a problem with in AEW?
No. He's going to NXT.
I know, but.
He's going to Ricky Saints.
Ricky Saints is on the main roster.
Yeah, he goes back and forth, doesn't he?
Nah, he's on the main roster now.
Lexus King. I don't know. I just see. I feel like all of a sudden.
Steven said he recently signed.
Oh, he did?
That's what Steven said. I did not see that. So.
I don't know. I could see him leaving just because of where he's been at in the last 60 days.
He's too tight with the Elite.
It's okay to be tight with the Elite, but if you're not getting used on television, what are we doing?
But no, he gets used a lot. He just doesn't get a lot of wins. He's featured quite a bit.
He's not as featured as much as Mark Briscoe.
Nobody is, because Tony loves the guy. And I'm not going down that rabbit hole again. You're not baiting me into this. Nope. You're not baiting me into that rabbit hole again.
I about got you.
You about got me. I about went down a 10-minute hole there, but not doing that. Not doing that. But something I want to bring up, I brought up the start of Dynamite. You brought up the Mark Briscoe MJF match, which was a hell of an opening match. After the match, we had Kenny Omega come in, make the save on Briscoe. And also, I laugh how Mark Briscoe bled 2 minutes into the match, and then WWE, for international viewers of Night of Champions on Netflix, they blurred the blood of Bron Breakker. I just think it's funny, the different, you know, but international countries, maybe some of them have rules where you have to do that. I don't know, but I think it's funny the contrast of use of blood. But so Kenny saying, hey, Max, you got a lot of energy tonight. Why don't you put that title on the line? Max says no, begins to walk away, then turns around and says, oh, Kenny, I will give you a match, but you have to accept my stipulation. If you lose, you can never challenge for the AEW world title again. You have till the end of the night to decide. Later on in the night, Kenny's talking with the Bucks. Nick Jackson's telling him to do it. Matt Jackson's telling him not to do it. Kenny ultimately decides, yes, we're doing this. So... But we're not getting that redemption, Shep. We all here on the podcast thought redemption was going to be the place, right?
No, we're getting it. We're getting it next week.
Getting it next week in Clearwater, Florida. Deep break. And Tony Khan's like, screw it. I'm loading this card up. Absolutely loading it up. We could be in for an all-time Dynamite Wednesday night.
I mean, it's gonna go over 2 hours. It's gotta be closer. It's gotta be closer to three, I think.
Yes, Imogen said that was the plan, was Redemption, and they decided to move it up. So what's that tell you, Shep? What's gonna, in Shep's opinion, what's happening Wednesday night?
You're gonna have a title change.
I think so.
You're gonna have a title change. And here's the thing. It's because it's whether you want to call it the Summer of Omega, the last ride, Omega being truly one of the four pillars of AEW. I don't think you want to put him in that category with Cody Rhodes, who can't ever challenge for the world title. Hangman Adam Page, even though Hangman Adam Page is way younger, but that's beside the point.
And have you caught on how Hangman's name starting to come up more and more?
They brought it up a lot. But, you know, they kept bringing up Cody, too, which obviously we know Cody's never coming back. But
I'm glad they don't run away from that.
No, they want you to know that. I don't think it's time to put Omega out of the title picture, because if he loses this, he's out of the title picture for ever.
Yep.
And we can't afford that right now, I don't believe. With the momentum AEW's going on, and I think Connecticut is on the downturn. They're struggling a little bit. They're flatlined. Maybe not downturn. They're flatlined.
They peaked at, let's be honest, they peaked at WrestleMania 40. Since then, it's been a slow decline.
So I think AEW's going momentum. They're uphill, so they have to continue. They have to continue it. And putting Kenny Omega on a non-compete list for the world title is not going to help them.
And I still think Omega Ospreay is your bigger match at Wembley. Let me pose you this question, Shep. Assuming Kenny beats Max Wednesday night for the title, come at Wembley, would you be okay if it was a triple threat? Because I know how you feel about triple threats.
No, lazy booking. I don't want that. For a better overall wrestling match, professional wrestling match, give me Omega Ospreay. For an absolute fight, give me MJF Ospreay. And I think MJF proved that this last Wednesday with Briscoe. I know he's your boy, but that was a fight. That was really not a professional wrestling match. That was a fight. It was a brawl. Great one. But, I mean, if you're going to have Wembley Stadium, 80,000 people, and you want a professional wrestling match, we're having Omega Ospreay.
Yeah, I think it's Ospreay with the story.
Which those matches tend to start a professional wrestling match and end in a brawl, end in a fight.
That's a very good way to put it.
Yeah.
All right. Got some comments, a bunch of comments. Thank you, everybody, for the engagement this evening. Imogen said, Hanger comes back and costs Max. I've seen that thrown out a lot about Wednesday night, which that'd be interesting, because then that gives, say, Max loses, then Max wants a rematch at Redemption. He gets that rematch against Omega, loses there, then he's so pissed off. Him and Hangman run it back just in a big-time feud at All In. Maybe that's how Hangman can get his world title shot back somehow. If he beats MJF, they're scrapping that. I don't know if they go in that direction, but something interesting to think about.
Yeah.
And Eric Douglas said maybe they want Kenny already champion at Redemption. Stephen Chambers says WWE realizing TK stacking the cards, so they have Cody versus Sammy for the title in Raw in Chicago. One word, punk. Yeah. I think Cody wins it already back off Sammy tomorrow night on Raw, and CM Punk returns setting up Cody Punk at SummerSlam. I think it's pretty cut and dry.
And what's the what do we have coming up that WWE already stacked against? Is it Wembley?
They're putting both NXT and AAA shows that day against Wembley. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that hurts NXT. I honestly do. I think if I'm CW, I'm like, what the hell are you doing to us?
But. Well, and I just saw AAA, Vikingo was just lost a chance at the cruiserweight title now. Like, are they trying to literally ruin this kid?
He got hurt.
Yeah, but he was in the main event picture with Dom. Now he's wrestling against for was it Rey Fénix against the Cruiserweight?
Rey Fénix, yeah.
For the Cruiserweight title? Are they just trying to ruin this kid? He's so freaking talented.
I know.
Anyways, that's a whole other rant. That's a whole other
rant. It is. Eric Douglas, here's the thing. The last time you took the bell off MJF, the ratings went in the toilet. The ratings did dip a little bit. I'm not arguing with you there, but I will say Kenny Omega's as much of a fan favorite, if not more than Max. So, people love Kenny.
Yeah, people love Max. I mean, I think that's.
I know they do.
I think you're pulling hairs there.
Mon said them mentioning him more and more. Hangman, basically drill it into my head. He's coming back then. Because if Max wins, then Kenny can't challenge. You're not letting two of your top guys not challenge for it. And we know the history with Hangman and Kenny there. They've been rivals, but they've also been really good buddies. Last time I knew, they were on pretty good terms. He's not going to let his buddy go down like he did.
Yeah.
Especially if Max tries to cheat. Majin, oh yay, mushmouth Cody as champ again. Oh joy. I love myself some Cody. I want him away from the belt. I've said that for a long time. Give the character something else to do for like a year. I don't like him always being around the title. I don't. I'm over it. Him and Punk, they don't need the title. That could be interesting for you without it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. He's literally your biggest star.
I know. He moves a ton of merch. That's the thing. Eric Douglas, here's how I would do it. If Omega wins, then Omega Ospreay for the title. MJF, Swerve, Andrade for number one contender for the Grand Slam in Arena Mexico.
Don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't like the triple threat. But I guess if I would rather have a triple threat for a number one contender than a triple threat for a belt.
Yeah, that's fair.
So.
Yeah. Eric Douglas also said, I saw the Sky Blue promo. Why can't Tony Leonard cut promos like that? Stephen Chambers brings up a good point. If not Hangman costing MJF, won't be surprised if it's Andrade. Yeah, there's a lot of loose ends to tie up there from what we saw for Forbidden Door.
Love the shirt.
And the crowd is behind Andrade 100%. Wednesday night, chanting how you know. But Andrade didn't think the numbers came out. There's like 1,000,001 members of the Don Callis family, and four of them came down to beat him down, including your man, Brian Cage, who Andrade did beat on Collision.
He should have. Hell, my 4.5-year-old should beat Brian Cage on Collision.
Look at this. We got everybody saying how you know. Mon says, how you know, Eric? Eric says, how you know? It's so good.
So good. So good. Now, and the reason it's so good is because the guy can barely speak a lick of English, but he can say that. So he can say that. I love it.
Stephen Chambers, sick of fans complaining about Omega and Bucks using their EVP roles, getting what they want.
I don't think that's true. I haven't
seen that as much lately as used to.
I mean, the Bucks have been outside of the title contention for a while.
Except I think they're getting right back into it soon.
Yeah, I think they're coming. I think they will be by going but towards like, Wembley. You know, but
I'm not trying to be a homer here when I say this, but like when the Elite, any members of the Elite are involved in your main stories, the company's better. It just is.
Maybe. I don't disagree there. I don't know.
Majin says, thank you, Tony, for playing into one of my wrestling pet peeves. I hate when a heel turns babyface and it's like they have amnesia. Everything they did as a heel, the attacks, everything forgotten. At least Takeshita aligned with the conglomeration to take his back right away. Yeah. Tony's getting better at that. In earlier Shep, you know, I was talking about Tony's like, all right, we're loading this card up for Beach Break. Not only are we getting the World Heavyweight title, we're getting Ciampa versus Jericho, which has been a feud ongoing for a month and a half. We're getting Fletcher versus Takeshita for the international title, which has been a feud since the end of Double or Nothing, and seeds were planted long before that. And we're also getting the Casino Gauntlet for the women's number one contender to who's going to face Tekla at Redemption. And so far, Athena's in it, and I forget who the number two entrant in it is. I'll look it up.
I think going back to the start of this pay-per-view, you talked about Tommaso Ciampa and Jericho. I think this is a time for Jericho to prove that he can still go. Because we know Maya World. We know Ciampa can go, right? He can still go. So
yep.
This is really a good test for Jericho to say at 56 or 7 years old or whatever he is, can you still rock? You know, can you still put on a professional wrestling match with one of the best? And Tommaso Ciampa's right there. So I'm looking forward to that.
Potato Chips 1122 says, get off your phone, main event angry ship.
Fuck off, Grant. Jesus, really?
You just exposed Potato Chips.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he'll put a bandana on and some sunglasses and try to come out as somebody else. Douchebag.
Maj says, Willow going to return, win it, take the title off Tekla, and lose to Mercedes.
Is she healthy?
Well, they teased at Forbidden Door that she's coming back, sir.
I thought she was out for 2 more months.
I thought she was out for a while too, Chip.
No.
I thought Kyle Fletcher was out for a long time too. And he rehabbed like a son of a bitch to come back. So Stephen Chambers said he could see a triple threat, Tekla, Willow, and Mercedes.
Maybe. I don't know why you put Mercedes in there, but
She's got the title shot at Wimbledon.
She's already got the title shot, yeah.
Yeah. Majin saying Johnny Wrestling would love to be doing what Ciampa is doing now. It's probably why he's so depressed. You're right. You're right.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Really good.
That's good. Eric Douglas, I wasn't a fan of when Kenny beat Swerve for the shot at the pay-per-view right before Mania. Dynasty back then. It's kind of interesting they would have done that if they had this plan that he was going to take this off Max for months. Yeah. But maybe it just was the Swerve all of us fans that it wasn't going to happen. I don't know. Let's get that. Let's get to my wet dream match, the Survival of the Fittest match. Yeah, Shep, what was your take of the Survival of the Fittest match? I know you're taking our group message.
Wasn't very positive.
That Sheeta is your new TBS champ.
Ruined Dynamite.
Oh, my God.
It ruined Dynamite.
Ruined Dynamite, he says.
Dynamite was so good until that happened. I thought the match was sloppy. Not sloppy, like clunky.
I know, Majin. I thought Harley Cameron was going to win. She's the first one out. I was like,
yeah.
No, and I agree with Majin here. I know your opinion on it. Like, I was bummed when it came down to those two, Stat and Sheeta, even though they've had a good rivalry and a good story for those two. But, like, I was like, neither really does it for me. But if I had to pick one, I'd rather Sheeta win it because she's never held it, even though she's been a multi-time world champ. We've already seen Stat hold the TBS title. But I was hoping Persephone was going to win after Harley Cameron went out.
I thought I wanted her or Harley Cameron.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever rooted for Sheeta in my life is when she was against Nyla Rose back in the day.
Right. Early on. Yeah.
And I wanted the belt off of Nyla Rose. Which I'm guessing, is she even still with the company?
She is. I don't know why. She's one of those people. I don't know why they don't use her. I have no idea.
She hadn't been on TV in 2 years, has she?
No, and she's, last I knew, healthy. Just waiting for them to have something for her to do. I don't know. There's a lot of talent like that in AEW, unfortunately.
Anyways, that was the last time I rooted for Sheeta, and now it's worn off, so.
Yeah, Persephone, she's going to hold a gold eventually. She's too good not to. Like you said, Maja, it might have been too soon for her. He said they kept her strong. They gave the title to Sheeta to play off some feuds. All in all, Majin likes it.
Good for Majin.
I don't know. The TBS title has been so watered down to me. I was pumped when Willow won it off Mercedes. And then, is it not her fault? But I thought her reign could have been a lot better.
I feel like they gave Willow Raw into the deal. I feel like when she popped and was her hottest, it took a while to put some gold on her waist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when they finally did put the gold on her waist, it was a waste.
the waste was having her as TBS champ and half the tag team champs. She shouldn't have been double champ.
Right.
That ruined it.
Yeah.
That ruined it.
And could. We've seen Willow, you know, she has that upbeat music. She was part of the conglomeration. She came out, she smiled, she did the kick, blah, blah, blah. If Willow comes back, can I get a dark?
Oh, I love it. Heel.
Like a dark demon heel Willow. Like, I'm out for blood. Like, I could care less. I'm not going to smile. I'm not going to kick. I'm not going to wear sparkly boots. You know, I'm just straight, like, black attire, black boots.
Well, how about you bring her back as that happy, lucky go character, and then she turns on Harley Cameron. Boom. Then the next week, you get that dark character.
Yeah.
She's got to do something vicious to turn, like, shock everybody. I'd be down for it.
Yeah, that would give me some more interest in her again.
Yep. See, everybody shocked Harley was first out. I was, too. I thought she was going to win it. I had a good feeling about that. I'm glad it didn't come down to that for the tiebreaker, even though I think we all said Harley was going to win, so we didn't really have a tiebreaker during our Forbidden Door predictions. So,
yeah, lucky for you.
One thing we didn't talk about Forbidden Door yet, Shep, how about the return of Switchblade Jay White?
I like it.
Oh, my God, what a pop he got.
What a pop the Bang Bang Gang got, though.
It was perfect. Like, they distracted David Finlay, and then it was still dark, so you're like, oh, is this finally the time? Then Switchblade's little sword music hit, and then, boom, hits him with a Blade Runner. And we've got – and Finlay got retribution the other night, gave kids back. This could be a fun feud between the dogs and the Bang Bang Gang.
Oh, this could be fun. Should be great. I love that the guns are healthy and back. Juice Robinson is one of the most entertaining wrestlers there is.
Yep.
So
the gun boys are too, though.
They're good. I don't know. There's something about Juice that I think is awesome. So
who let the dogs out? And Jay White's trying to get a new thing with the crowd, doing this. Yep. It's really good. Really good. Eric Douglas, can we please get a TNT run for Ace Austin? He's a good hand. He's a good hand.
I know where he's coming from, because I've watched Ace Austin a lot. Huge talent.
Yeah.
Exciting talent. But he needs to get his foundation set in AEW before we give him a little bit of a run. But I know where he's coming from. And I don't disagree with what he said. Just let's let him have a little foundation here first, and then let him rock.
And you know, I saw some people complaining, like, why are they revisiting Jay White and David Finley's history that happened 4 or 5 years ago? It's like, because they haven't, no promotions had a chance to continue that. Well, and now AEW has a chance.
Nobody could put it on TV back then.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're both part of the same company. And
the only way you saw it is if you streamed it online like a bunch of marks like us.
Well, and like, they're continuing. I mean, David Finley took over the Bullet Club from Jay White. Yep. And last time they were in the ring together, Finley took him out. So this is makes perfect sense. Like, it's like, pay attention a little bit. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to that. And I just thought the way they brought Jay White back was perfect. Love seeing him back. It's been a long time now. If we could just get my boy Wardlow back one of these days.
No, I'm gonna put Wardlow at this point in the Brian Cage category.
You're an ass. That's what you are. No,
I don't need him.
When he's healthy, man, he's a stud. But the problem is, he can't stay healthy.
Well, he got hit by tennis balls in the fucking American Gladiator. They shoot tennis balls out of their cannon. Now he's got bruises on his pec. He can't do it.
Well, I'm shocked they didn't mention that yet. Jay tiptoed around it, but never outright mentioned the club they were in. Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, because the Bullet Club's not a thing anymore, but yet New Japan still owns the IP to it, so they probably can't mention it.
Well, they know they can mention it because they're friendly with New Japan.
Yeah. I hope Gabe Kidd got his visa issues worked out. But, I mean, he's back on TV now. He was on Collision. He says, did you catch Chip? He said he's part of not only the Dogs, but also the Death Riders. Gabe Kidd said he's part of both.
Well, when he first came in, he was part of the Death Riders before the Dogs.
Right. Because so, the Dogs weren't over that. So
that could be a really big controversy with him and Ospreay.
Eric Douglas said, what if Warlord Wardlow is the one who screws MJF? That would be reaching back on history a lot, and
it would be. And I understand why he's coming there.
But I do too.
I think it right now it would be kind of mid. It wouldn't be as big as a pop.
And last time we saw Wardlow, he was a heel with the Don Callis family. Last year's Forbidden Door. So
was he?
He returned to attack Swerve. They were set up a feud, and he tore his pec while attacking Swerve.
Okay.
We have not seen him in a match for over two years now. Because he was coming off one injury and literally re-injured himself in one appearance. So.
Hey, unfortunately, AEW's cooking without him.
Yeah, I know. I just think he's got to be – I would think he's getting close to being healthy. Like, there's always all reports that he's backstage all the time. He shares the AEW preview cards every week on his social media. Like, I got to think he's coming back soon, but I could be wrong. Yeah, Shep, put the Wardlow voodoo doll away, would you? You jerk.
No.
I mean,
Wardlow is in the same category as Brian Cage. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. Brian Cage, he's a douchebag. Not so bad.
One guy that you and Majin can't stand, but he's a title holder, is Leo Rush.
Oh my God. Wait. Now you say title holder. All of a sudden, now you're acknowledging ROH titles.
I'm just saying he's a title holder.
I know, but you've never acknowledged him before.
Just saying he's a title holder. That's all I'm saying. And he tried to become the TNT title holder, but he wasn't successful against Kevin Knight.
Hey, he might as well beat Kevin Knight because he's more entertaining than Kevin Knight.
Wow, that's a hot take, everybody. Wow. So you just submitted Lio Rush to entertaining.
More entertaining than Kevin Knight because Kevin Knight can wrestle, but he can't talk.
Imagine, why did Kevin Knight need Doyle out there with him against the Gollum wannabe?
Majin and I agree on something there.
I knew you did. I saw Majin going nuts on Twitter the other day about it. So I'm like, I know how you feel. I have not seen Bronson Reed lately, Steven. Steven says he lost a lot of weight and added more muscle. Good for him.
Maybe he won't break his ankles now, jumping off the cage.
Maybe. See, Steven says it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. How you know? Who knows? He knows. Who knows? Mod said he muted during the Mercedes segment, stayed on mute for that damn match.
I wasn't a fan of that match.
It was what it was.
It wasn't great.
Mod is just never going to come around Mercedes. That's all right. I have no desire to hear his screeching during the match. Tony loves himself some Lio Rush right now. That's for sure.
Such an odd gimmick, but whatever.
It's working for him, though. I mean, my God, before that, he was never getting TV time. He's getting more TV time than his old boy Action Andretti.
Yeah. Remember when Action Andretti beat Jericho?
All thought, my God, this kid's going to be a big deal.
Pending 1-2-3.
Yeah, nothing ever happened to it.
It made us look like a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, it did. That was one of our top viewed episodes ever.
No, because
the internet was going nuts about it. Because back then we were still doing the Dynamites right, or the show right after Dynamite.
Okay.
So it was a big, big deal. And yeah.
We were all happy and pushing this guy. Now he can barely win an ROH match.
I know. Mod said he'd rather see Marco stunt than Lio Rush. Steven Chambers is going to have a pretty good comment here. Leo's retired more than Brett Favre.
That's true. Leo takes his ball and goes home a lot when he's pissy. Now, go back to your previous statement. He would rather see Marco stunt than Lio Rush.
That's what he said.
Marco stunt is getting ready to perform in a fucking single-A baseball stadium north of me.
So is he done selling cars now?
I think the selling cars was a bit.
Was it?
Yeah. He might still be selling Fords, which he should be because it's Fords. Whoever drives Fords is, you're friends with Marco stunt. But, I mean, he's literally – there's a single-A baseball stadium 25 minutes, 30 minutes north of me that holds 4,000 people.
25 or 30 minutes north of you. Think about that.
Yeah, I can be there in 25 minutes, 35 minutes.
No, you can't.
There's a bypass now, Tanner.
You cannot be. Oh, my God.
I can be at the casino in 35 minutes. The baseball stadium.
45.
Well, the baseball stadium's a little bit more north of the casino.
Yes. I would buy that baseball stadium today.
I tend to go to the casino first.
Okay.
So let's just call it 40 minutes.
Why am I getting yelled at?
Tanner, I don't know.
What did I do or didn't do? Steve said, yep, stunt sell forwards.
I mean, if you want to go buy a Ford from a guy that needs running boards to get in and escape.
Yeah, he was going to retire due to injuries, but he's – I know our boy Pluggo's big fan of Marco. He's interviewed him a couple times.
Well, they're on the same show together at this baseball stadium.
Did they book? Oh, he's Roderick Strawning me. All right, that's fair.
Oh.
Did they book Pluggo? I know he's trying to get booked for that.
I think Pluggo's booked.
Good. Good for Pluggo.
Part of the Main Event Wrestling Network.
Yes, and part of Love Wrestling. Between two beards.
But he's still a friend of Marco Stunt, so we can still make fun of him.
What about Pluggo drives?
Probably a fucking Ford.
I should text him. What do you drive? He's going to be like...
You want me to text right now? There, I'll start this. I'll start this shit. Hold on.
I'm just interested.
Tanner.
No. Don't follow me. Just ask him.
No.
He should know we're live.
I'm gonna do a group message.
No. It'd be all fine. It'd be more fun if you did one-on-one. But
Pluggo.
Then I'd be surprised.
Pluggo.
Majin thinks Pluggo drives a powder blue Prius. Stephen Chambers says he prefers Chevy. Well, you just got best friend Shep there. That's what Shep sells.
Stephen Chambers, you're a fucking legend.
You've called Stephen that a couple times.
Well, I mean, obviously the guy has his head on correctly. Unlike other people in this comment section in the IWC, Stephen Chambers is a good dude.
I think I know what Mrs. Pluggo drives, but I don't know what Pluggo drives.
Mrs. Pluggo can drive.
Stop.
Just joking.
Not letting you say that about one of our friends' wives who's not here to defend himself.
Just joking, Pluggo. Ish. I feel like Pluggo drives a... Pluggo drives a night... I was thinking truck, older truck.
Yeah, Holy. All right.
Pluggo drives a 2016 Toyota Avalon.
That's a pretty good guess.
I think that's a really good guess.
No, I don't think he drives one of those god-awful looking Cybertrucks. I don't think he's driving.
No, we wouldn't be friends with him if he drove a Cybertruck, because we don't be friends with people that drive Teslas.
One of my relatives has a Tesla, unfortunately. But that's a relative, not a friend, right?
Well, you can pick your relatives. I do.
You got a lot of them.
Yeah, I don't have to choose to like them.
That's true. I do like this relative, but they do drive a Prius. Or not Prius. Good God. Nobody has a Prius.
They drive a Tesla.
Tesla.
Do you ever walk up to them and say, how does it feel to have your balls taken away because you drive a Tesla?
I might say that to them the next time.
I will.
I think I'll see him like in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, even though it's probably more his wife's car, but I'm still going to say it to him.
Oh.
I'm trying to think what I was going to guess that Pluggo drives. Because I think it's a car, not an SUV.
Well, didn't you meet up with Pluggo?
Yeah, I didn't see what he drove.
He's texting back right now.
He brought it in the store. I'm going with the 2018 Chrysler 300.
Oh, 300. 300's aggressive.
That's my guess. But that's probably way off there.
300, he could, like, Pluggo could cruise. And
hey, I got the year right.
I was close. I was closer than you.
Yeah. He drives a 2018 Nissan Altima.
Everybody. Well, yeah. He likes egg rolls.
Now he's watching, I'm sure, to see why we're discussing this. So basically, Pluggo, Shep was making fun of Marco Stunt for being at least at one time, Ford salesman. Shep owns a Chevy dealership and GMC dealership. So, you know how he feels about other brands, especially other American brands. That's where this got started. We said you're big fan of Marco, yada, yada, yada. He said you drive a Ford. Now we know you don't.
Yeah, no, he doesn't drive a Ford. He wouldn't drive a Ford. We'd kick him out of the Main Event Wrestling Network.
If only we had that power.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There might be other guys that drive Fords on the network.
Probably are.
But it goes back to the point of Marco's stunt selling you a Ford. I'd rather go to a Kia dealership and pay over sticker as the salesman puts bleach in my eyes than buy a Ford from Marco Stunt.
Steven said, believe it or not, he's only he's not far, few miles from Marco Stunt's, the dealership he worked at.
Well, Steven, go take your Chevy and do a burnout in their parking lot and send it to us, and I'll send you something cool.
There you go.
I mean, that'd be awesome. I mean,
that would be pretty
cool. I don't know what I'm going to send you. I'll send you a t-shirt. I'll send you a Main Event Shep t-shirt, which there takes, hey, they take 6 weeks to get, but I'll get them. I'll get one.
I still have no idea how yours took so long. Maybe because the bulk you ordered, but.
Dude, it took 6 weeks to get those things.
Yeah, because my 1-2 Kicking Out shirt took 2 weeks, I think. So no. I don't know. I don't know what happened there. Man, what a rabbit hole. We went down there. Didn't see that one coming tonight, but that's all good. That's what we do on KOP.
Are we done talking about Ford dealerships?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Miles is still on a high from last night's concert, although crew sucked.
What concert?
I have no idea.
That's why I asked, Tanner.
Yeah, I have no idea. I know he mentioned a concert earlier in the comments.
When you say crew sucked, are you talking Motley Crue sucked? Well, hey, Majin, isn't it Stampede up in Calgary? Is Majin in Calgary?
JJ Wild, Hailstorm, 3 Days Grace, and Motley Crue were the headliner. 3 Days Grace. I get on board with seeing them.
Hailstorm, I like them. Majin, are you in Calgary? Because in Stampede,
he's in Winnipeg.
What does that mean?
Winnipeg area.
So they don't have Stampede like Calgary does?
No, I'm from Winnipeg, you idiot. Chris Jericho voice.
So, Majin, do you know about Calgary and their Stampede? Like, they have like a week-long rodeo country fest thing. I have buddies up there. I just saw they started like, they want a Stampede. Maybe Hailstorm was the band of that. Yeah, I told you.
All right. All right, Shep, I want your predictions Wednesday night.
Okay.
Who do you think wins the women's number one contender match to go on to face Tekla Redemption?
Athena.
I think Athena as well. And then it'll be interesting to see if she beats Tekla or not with Mercedes waiting in the wings at All In.
I want Athena. Give me all Athena.
I do. Give her every belt. Jericho or Ciampa?
Ciampa.
I think Ciampa too. I don't think we're done after this match.
But I literally want Jericho halfway through the match. I want him to make me second guess myself.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good match.
Yeah.
Does the international title switch hands to Kyle Fletcher?
No.
I don't think yet.
It's too soon. Too soon.
Yep. Now, I don't even know if we get a clean finish that match.
No, I think it's a hokey. It's a hokey finish.
And then the world title.
Switch it up.
Clean finish? Or do we have interference? Or how's it go?
Tony loves a clean finish. Tony loves a clean finish. He really does.
Which MJF beat Briscoe with a clean finish. And then the actions happen after the match.
Tony loves a clean finish just because he's a mark like us. It shouldn't be a clean finish, but I think it will be.
So you don't think Hangman gets involved?
No. I think when Tony wants a title change, especially with Kenny Omega, who is a face, I think it's going to be a clean finish. Now, does Hangman show up afterwards, or does somebody show up afterwards? Yes, maybe that happens, but overall, it's clean finish.
And I'm gonna leave you with one more question. Assuming if Kenny beats MJF for the title, book me MJF from the end of Beach Break up to Wembley. So you got Redemption, you got Grand Slam, that's not a pay-per-view, but it's a big deal, and then Wembley as your next three big events after Beach Break.
MJF versus Swerve at Redemption.
For what? Just
maybe a number one contenders match. Some type of stipulation. Which I'd love to see that match, don't get me wrong. I don't know, maybe they put some type of they would do some, I don't know. You gotta get him back in the title hunt. So maybe a number one contenders match is the only thing I can think of. But him and Swerve would be perfect for that. And I hate that Swerve's gonna take a double L because he took a loss last time. But obviously I think Max goes over there.
So you're saying no one contender for Redemption? Is that what you're saying?
No, at Redemption is MJF and Swerve.
For what, though?
Number one contenders.
For what event?
Wembley.
Ospreay's already number one contender. Oh, yeah. So you're telling me it's going to be a triple threat?
God damn it, you're right.
That's where I was so confused. I'm like, are you talking about for Grand Slam? Because Grand Slam's on August 5th.
No, I don't want a triple threat, but it just makes sense. God damn it.
That's why I think you got to bring Hangman back. That gives Max his feud for All In, unless you save Andrade. But is that big enough for All In when you could do Andrade Max at Grand Slam in Mexico?
Yeah. No, yeah, you can't have – I mean, no offense to Andrade. That's not big enough. Son of a bitch.
I think here's what I would do if I had the pencil. So Kenny wins clean Wednesday night. We don't get Hangman's return. MJF's pissed next week. We get a rematch between Kenny and Max at Redemption. Redemption, think of that word. Hangman, that kind of works as redemption against MJF. MJF tries to cheat against Kenny. Hangman returns, costs MJF, so Kenny's still your champ going into All In against Ospreay. Somehow Andrade's involved, so we get Andrade-Max blow-off at Grand Slam. But your Wembley match, just in a non-title feud, is Hangman and Max. Still gives Max something really big to do, but he's not in that title picture.
Okay.
I don't know. That's what I would do.
I don't know.
It's tough.
I don't hate it, but.
But how good of a problem is it that we have so many guys that you can throw in the world title picture right now? Because they've done such a good job building it up.
You know, it's a great job because you can have guys come and go, aka Hangman, where when they're on, if they work for Connecticut, if they leave, they leave, you don't see them for a while, and you know, they got two different titles there, and it's a mess.
Yeah, Shep actually booked Triple Threat. He forgot about Will.
I did. I booked a damn triple threat and I didn't even know it.
Yes. That's why I was so confused. I'm like, wait a second. Will's waiting in the wings there for Wembley. So.
Yeah, my fault. My fault.
I don't want to see a triple threat either, but even though I know those guys would tear the house down, Max, Kenny, and Will, all three, but I don't want to see it because I want to see Omega, Ospreay, because I don't know if you'll get the scenario ever again where it's Kenny as champ, Will as number one contender in Wembley. And it's the rubber match because they've only fought twice. That's 1-1. It's perfect scenario.
So if you do a triple threat, do you have to put a gimmick on it? Do you have to make that a ladder match? Could you imagine those three with a ladder match?
I think we'll see a tag team ladder match at All In.
I think it'll be a TLC match.
Yeah, but I don't think you do two of them. But, yeah. No, those three don't need a gimmick.
No, they don't, but I don't know. Damn it, I booked a triple threat and I didn't want to.
Steven, a lot of scenarios. I bet TNK smoking the weed thinking about what to do. Mod said, nah, TK's using his lines to figure this out.
Hey, he just doesn't want to have a sinus infection. How about that?
But Wednesday night, beach break's going to be awesome. Clearwater, Florida, outdoor venue. Don't think it didn't cross my mind to head down there because there's one-way flights from Fort Wayne and St. Pete, so but not gonna work for my schedule. But don't think I didn't think about
it. Wait a minute, you didn't like say you were thinking about going down there?
If it would have worked out with my schedule, but well, I knew it wasn't gonna work out.
Well, what's your schedule? Like, what's your flight schedule thinking? Can you fly down Wednesday morning, come home Thursday morning?
Maybe flight in budget for now. So, but yeah.
But is there
I thought about it.
Is there a flight Wednesday morning and come home?
I honestly haven't checked.
Oh, you didn't check.
But no, I didn't even get that far. But I'm like, there is a one way flight. It's only like 90 minutes. But
so what is the venue?
It's an outdoor venue in Clearwater.
Is it an amphitheater?
Yes. Ooh. It's gonna be cool. So right on the beach.
Well, they did call it Beach Break. For a reason,
but they've always ran them indoors. It's been dumb. Like, it pisses me off. It's the UTR Event Center.
Okay. That tells me
how many. How many holds. Well, let me see. UTR Event Center. Oh, it's a. What? No. Come on. It's trying to give me one in Indiana. That's not what I wanted. It's a, what the hell?
You're not very good at this Google shit.
I'm not. I don't think that's what it's called. I think it gave me a wrong. Oh, my Lord. This is great audio.
Well, it's great. Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking about flying down to this place that doesn't even exist. So I'm listening.
It's called the Boy Care Sound. What the hell was I looking at? All right. Let's see what this place holds. Okay, there we go. Can I get a seating capacity, please? 4,000. Okay. Around 4,000.
So is it an outdoor amphitheater?
It's outdoors. Yeah, there's no roof.
So it's an amphitheater, so the rings down here and the seats go up like this, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bay Care Sound. Oh, I said Boy Care. I can't read tonight. Yeah, well. That damn print was so small on the AEW website. Maybe I need glasses. Maybe that's my problem. I don't know. Could be. I went to eye doctor a long time.
So okay, let's back up. So flights out of Fort Wayne to
I'm not doing it. I was just saying.
Oh.
I'm not no.
I was getting ready to
I got a busy work week this week, so
you work.
Okay, now you sound like Paul.
You work about as much as Chef works, so
I'm not denying that.
We could fly down Wednesday morning, have a day, come back Thursday morning. You'd be back to work by lunch on Thursday.
Well, I work remotely 4 days a week, but also, Shep, if we had a day, we are not getting on a flight Thursday morning.
You just won't go to bed. We don't even need a hotel room.
See, you might be older in age than me, but spirit-wise, I think I'm older than you.
Okay. All right. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you want to make a trip, we could probably play a round of golf on Thursday, then fly home Thursday night.
You're making it sound better and better, but
as long as I don't have to drive, I don't give a shit. Let's go.
Here's something fun. Hey, Shep, why don't you wrap us up this week? I'm letting you do the outro.
You want me to wrap you up?
You wrap us up this week.
Oh, good Lord. Paul,
let's see if you can do this.
Oh, shit. Everybody, follow us on all of our social medias at Kicking Out Pod on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Do we have TikTok too?
Yeah.
We have the talk.
Well, Paul's supposed to be running it. I don't have it, so God knows what he's doing over there. I don't know.
We have the talk with a little bit of tism. You never know. A little tism. You know. We're a part of the Main Event Wrestling Network as well. Follow all the Main Event Wrestling Network. They have shows about every professional wrestling. If you cannot find a flavor of professional wrestling on the Main Event Wrestling Network, then you are not a wrestling fan. Okay? You just can't do it. Follow Tanner at Tanner Lee 921.
You got it. You got 92. You got it.
Follow me at the Shep27 on all social medias except Facebook, because I don't have Facebook. If you want to look great, go to KOP merch at kickingoutshop.com. Buy some merch. You want to look cool like us. I mean, get the mugs, you get the hats. I would have a shirt on today, but I did play golf today, so
I don't even have one of my shirts on.
I don't even have a shirt on today. We have a Paul shirt about Mountain Dew. If you believe that Paul guy is a part of our network. But yeah, follow us. We enjoy this. It's a fun hobby for us. We love all y'all. That's it.
Yes, Majin. I will do that next week. Majin's got a fun little deal or no deal game for me to do one of these weeks. So I will do that next week. And thank you for reminding me. So I like that.
There you go. Way to go, Majin. And hey, give us that 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP. There you go. That's about how good my outros go.
Pretty good. And I'll wrap it up. For Main Event Ship, I'm Tanner Lee. Join us next Sunday as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye and good night.